Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is still a huge, huge push for everybody to go and get their boosters. Alright? And apparently the parents are fighting again. This time this isn't the AMA and the CDC. This is now the World Health Organization and the CDC. So many medical profession or many public officials in America are saying get the booster. We have evidence that the booster gives you protection, helps prevent you from needing to be hospitalized or die. And since it is still giving you protection, get it. In fact, it's going to be mandated. We're going to be probably seeing more and more mandates coming in February. Already Governor Ige in Hawaii is looking to mandate that booster for fully vaccinated status. A reporter asked President Biden yesterday, if there's waning immunity with the vaccines, when are you going to update your fully vaccinated rules to include a booster? And I was like, oh, man, sit down. Let sleeping dogs lie. I do not want boosters mandated. I'm not a fan of the mandate. I'm a fan of a booster, and I might get a booster. I'd really like to get an updated one. But because we don't know what the next variant is, we don't know what's next going to hit us, because I really hated getting Omicron, yeah, I'm going to probably get the booster. So if you want to get the booster, I think you should get it. If you don't want to get the booster, no big deal. We don't force. In America, we're supposed to have freedom of choice. But the reason why doctors are saying get your booster is because you still do get a boost in antibodies. You know, it's almost like, I mean, I can't say exactly it's like the flu shot. But the flu shot, you know, needs to be updated every year. Is last year's flu shot or 2 years ago completely useless? I don't know. I'd like to see that study. If I have old flu shots, can I take one and still get a boost of immunity? We don't recommend it because it's not for those strains. Yet with COVID, apparently all precedence is out the window. Keep getting a booster. But an Israeli study said the antibodies do rise, not enough to prevent against COVID, Omicron variant, but they do rise. Well, the World Health Organization is looking at us Americans as, what the hell are you doing? World Health Organization, and even though many of us are wondering, you know, okay, where were they when COVID started? But the World Health Organization kind of wants to be the overseer of making sure those who want the vaccine in these underserved countries can get it. So the World Health Organization is saying, guys, there's no evidence saying a healthy adult and a healthy kid needs a booster. So CNBC reports that World Health Organization Chief Scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan said Tuesday that there is no evidence right now that suggests healthy children and adolescents need booster shots to supplement their COVID-19 vaccinations. I thought they also included adults. Yeah, even young adults. She says there's no evidence right now. Swaminathan said the agency's advisory group called SAGE, or Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization, will meet later this week to consider how countries should think about giving booster shots. The aim is to protect the most vulnerable, to protect those at highest risk of severe disease and dying, those are our elderly population, immunocompromised with underlying conditions, and also healthcare workers. Dr. Michael Ryan, Executive Director of the World Health Organization Health Emergencies Program, said the agency still hasn't figured out how often or how many doses people will ultimately need. But they're not impressed with some of the studies. Swaminathan and Ryan's comments come roughly 2 weeks after the U.S. CDC approved booster shots for kids age 12 on up. Now, what has Omicron done? So Omicron has led to a sharp rise in pediatric cases. During the week ending January 6, 580,000 child cases were reported. How many of them were in the hospital? I know there were a few thousand. I can't say for sure how many died. I don't think we had any children die of Omicron. I don't know how many children needed ICU. But from what we understand, it was a very, very small amount. Still, too much for my taste. But, again, were these kids asthmatic? Were they, you know, if there's a comorbidity and the doctor says, I want them to get a booster, that's between them and their doctor. But to force people to get additional vaccines when you have the World Health Organization saying, hey, guys, we're not buying the evidence. An Israeli study, which we spoke about, came out saying that they gave it to healthcare workers. Okay, so these are obviously active working individuals that are, you know, still robust with their health. The fourth booster did not prevent them from getting Omicron. That's the fourth booster. I had patients with their, well, again, it's not supposed to be called fourth booster. Their fourth shot or second booster dose. Yeah, all right, that's kind of how it is. But fourth shot. I've had people who've had three Pfizer shots, three Moderna shots, still come down with COVID. So when the World Health Organization is saying, look, guys, we don't need to be giving these adolescents, young adults, healthy kids, there's no evidence. Why is in America them already in many aspects, like colleges, universities, medical centers, mandating boosters? Now, and people are like, well, America has to be selfish. Listen, I understand we can't help others if we can't help ourselves. But I would have really liked to see more gain. I want people out of the hospital. I want people as protected as possible. But then just don't mandate it. And I'm telling you, the mandates are coming. We got the midterms coming. The one strong point to Biden's presidency was the vaccine rollout and getting close to 70% of the population vaccinated. Now, again, it could have happened with Trump, too. I mean, the vaccines didn't come out till the end of 2020, but Biden gets credit for the mass rollout that happened in the health departments, the National Guard, everybody involved, pharmacies. So they might want to double down and go, look at what we did with boosting. Right now, about 81 million Americans have gotten a booster, much lower than the 365 million or the 200-something million, because a lot of people aren't very booster excited. So what do? Do we help the other countries and give them our booster? Or do we force everybody to get a third booster, fourth booster, fifth booster? 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, President Biden had a press conference this week, and he was touting his overperformance. And he, you know, it's really, really interesting because people really kind of, you know, ripped him a new one. You know, when you look at inflation, when you look at Afghanistan, when you look at any kind of, you know, he was able to make it through the press conference and even took impromptu questions. I was pretty amazed at that. He did better than I thought he would, but sadly, he rambled. He didn't make a lot of sense. He did a really big misstep saying, look, if Russia does a mild incursion, we might have to fight about what needs to be done, but if it's a major incursion, yeah, Putin understands me. It just didn't seem strong. Ukraine's like mild incursion. What's a minor incursion? What? Oh, hell no. So, you know, I like to go easy, you know, in terms of criticism, not on things that I think, you know, you got to pick and choose your fights. You got to pick and choose your battles. I mean, I don't want to sit here and always rip on everything our public officials do. But I am, and one of the reasons why is, I mean, a president's not going to come up there and say, I screwed up. I screwed up on Afghanistan. You know, I screwed up on the mandates. I'm not doing a good job. I might have chose a cabinet that isn't active or present or doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm not really, you know, making our foreign adversaries, you know, fear me and fear, you know, a retaliation. And so they're moving forward with stuff. I've really failed on, you know, getting on China and getting their, you know, making them responsible or finding the responsibility where it lies with COVID. And, you know, he's not going to say that. What he's going to say is, look, let's focus on the positives. We got a lot done. He said, I don't think there's been much on any incoming president's plate that's been a bigger menu than the plate I had given to me. They always say that. They always say they inherited a mess. Obama said he inherited a mess from Bush. Trump said he inherited a mess from Obama. Biden is blaming Trump for his mess. He said, the matter of fact is, we got a lot done. They got a lot done, but I would not have probably done. He got a lot done. I don't know if it was good or bad. Jen Psaki had touted, look how many people are back at work compared to last year. Well, yeah, but last year shouldn't have happened. We shouldn't have shut down like we did. We shouldn't have scared everybody, where a bunch of the governors would arrest us if we tried to work. I mean, you can't sink the ship and say, hey, guys, look, we gave you lifeboats. Why did you sink the ship to begin with? And even though it might not have been Biden administration that caused the lockdowns, the less Republican states were the ones that had the most strict lockdown rules, like California, Nevada, things that you got in trouble if you opened up. You got in trouble if you opened up more than 35% capacity or 50% capacity. So, I mean, if the Democrats are like, look at what we did. We got people back to work, and now restaurants could be open at 100% capacity. Well, who the hell told them they couldn't? You guys. So, you know, I kind of have a problem with that. When people say, but look, it's COVID. You can't blame Biden, you know, for the empty shells because of COVID, COVID, COVID. Listen, COVID was a pain in the butt. Trump, controversial in his approach to it. I'm mixed. On one end, I agreed with him on, okay, guys, if you start the panic, stop panicking. We're not going to panic. Yet a whole bunch of people started hoarding toilet paper. And then they started, you know, canceling schools. And they started, and I get people were scared. I get that. And so where Trump was wrong was minimizing it because it was a deadly disease and it's a deadly virus. But where he was right is, okay, guys, let's think this through. Let's start making the masks. Let's administer masks. You know, because he did start the production of N95 masks. Let's get the hospitals what they need. But, you know, governors have that right. You know, depending on what's going on in their city or whatever, they, you know, decided to do what they thought was best. There was some back and forth with our mayor. The mayor of Las Vegas is like, why are you closing us down? It's going to be disastrous. And it was. Mayor did not agree with what was going on with our governor. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And so there was a lot of dissent even within the states. And so on one end, Trump was right. And guys, I mean, we've gotten through flu. We've gotten through this. You know, I mean, if you panic, you make it worse. On the flip side, it wasn't flu. This was obviously more serious. So, you know, like I said, nobody's been perfect. But how we approach something really matters on how we execute our success or progress with it. Telling everybody that they got a mask, bunker down, stay home. You know, one of the reasons why I think we all got sick pretty bad with Omicron, maybe it's not all about Omicron, but it's because we didn't get sick for 2 years. I didn't have hardly anything that I know. I always get my winter cold. I always get something. That's why I vaccinated for the flu, so I don't get the flu. But I always get a bronchitis. I always get something. I didn't get anything for 2 years, and I knew when I got something, it would be a doozy. What if we did, you know, what if this bunkering down actually kind of hurt us? This Omicron wave is because all of us have been hiding out for 2 years. We're finally at work. Our masks are old, you know, reused, worthless. We're being told if you're vaccinated, you're not going to spread it, so everybody's kind of kissing and running around and whatever. You know, what if we did this to ourselves? So our approach to this is crucial. So, you know, we have the opportunity to get back to work. We have the opportunity to get our lives back again. And then if there was another wave, pass out masks, offer boosters, switch schools to online temporarily, if we had to, and then get people back into jobs. Instead, all of a sudden, the Biden administration throws, okay, now we have to mandate the vaccine. And I'm like, no, people aren't going to go back to work. Also, the state offices and governors and all that are like, okay, you need to mandate proof of vaccine by your customers. So while people are getting thrown in front of subway cars, people are getting stabbed at a furniture store, people are getting randomly attacked at work, shot in drive-thrus, shot at fast food, you now want the young 15, 16-year-old teenager to accost a 250-pound man and say, I need to kick you out because you're not vaccinated? Come on. So Biden's critics were quick to note that he has presided over the highest inflation in 40 years, empty supermarket shelves due to supply chain issues, more COVID deaths in 2021 than in the 2020 year. Was that his fault? I don't know per se if it was his fault that more people died. Did it any of the money he was spending, in any of all of that money that got passed for infrastructure, did it go to healthcare infrastructure? Build more hospitals, build more ventilators, make more N95 masks, work on the therapeutics, work on a newer vaccine? Hire and train more staff for the hospitals? I don't think so. So, yeah, maybe he is to blame. I don't know who's running things. They also pointed out his chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan in August. Apparently he had said, you know, CNN, very interestingly, I think since CNN has had dropped ratings, they now are starting to be a lot more critical of the president. So in this article, Fast Check, a look at Biden's first year and false claims. So they talk about his false claims about his arrest. I think he said he was arrested, and he had an old friend who was an Amtrak train conductor, and I guess he keeps bringing these stories up, and they can't find evidence. But with Afghanistan, the president said, what interest do we have in Afghanistan at this point with Al-Qaeda gone? Well, Al-Qaeda was not gone. Al-Qaeda was still there. Pentagon spokesperson acknowledged that the same day. Biden kept saying we needed to withdraw. 2,600 troops being in Afghanistan, he wanted to bring them home. Yet we have 25,000, I think 600 troops in South Korea. Why? To keep an eye on North Korea, keep them in check. Was that why we were in Afghanistan? And then I think it was a big blunder in terms of making a September 11th withdrawal. Don't try to take the solemnness and the significance of September 11th and hijack it to try to make it one of your presidential achievements. So yeah, there's been some misses. 1-877-DELIA.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Clean up on aisle 7. President Biden is attempting to clean up a remark he made about the tense situation between Russia and Ukraine. There are fears Russia will invade, and Biden used the phrase minor incursion when talking with reporters on Wednesday. He came back today and said it's an invasion if any Russian forces cross the border.
Let there be no doubt at all that if Putin makes this choice, Russia will pay a heavy price.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes President Biden had a very productive first year in office. The California Democrat adding there's still a lot more for the president to do.
As we all know, much more needs to be done, but we have made great progress in this year.
Pelosi emphasizing the importance of the COVID relief package passed last year. USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Honduras for the inauguration of Xiomara Castro. VP Harris recently announced new commitments from the private sector to invest in the Northern Triangle nations of Central America as part of the effort to address root causes of migration from the region. As far as if the administration is going about things the proper way, Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden tells Fox News.
The answer is to secure our own border. Because if our border's secure, if we're not encouraging migrants to make that journey and come to our southern border, then they're not going to do it. I don't think that they're taking their cues from their local corrupt government.
Approximately 200,000 vehicles are being recalled by Ford Motor Company due to an issue with the brake lights. The notice covering 2014 and 2015 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ models and some 2015 Mustang coupes. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so let's see what's going on in retail. So, M&M's. I don't really follow M&M's. I just eat them. You got the red ones, the green ones, the yellow ones, the brown ones. Love the blue ones. My favorite M&M's are just the basic M&M's. I don't like the peanuts, the almonds. Not that there's anything wrong with peanuts or almonds. It's just if I'm going to eat chocolate, I want it unobstructed. The reason why I tolerate M&M's is because that candy coat works. It keeps the chocolate from melting. I like it. I think M&M's are brilliant. Bright, beautiful colors. They can melt in your hand. They melt in your mouth, not in your hand. I've gotten them to melt, you know, when you grow up in Phoenix, Arizona, and it gets hot. But I don't like Skittles. Skittles look like M&M's, then you almost break your teeth on them and there's no chocolate. I don't know why Skittles are even... I get it. A lot of people like them, but, man, you got to make them look different than the M&M's. Well, M&M's have an M on it. Okay, I don't have my glasses on. I can't read them. And what if it's flipped? So apparently, there are characters, and we've seen commercials now with the M&M's. They're going to get a makeover. Why? Not politically correct. Apparently, the M&M characters have not been politically correct. They're also going to change some of the personalities. So there are apparently two female M&Ms. Who are female? The green and brown ones. Those are the females. Now, Mars, the maker of the candies, has been criticized in the past for making the green M&M too sexy and pushing a rivalry or a flirtation with the brown M&M. There was a viral tweet in 2015 of the two characters holding hands on the beach, posted 2 days after the Supreme Court effectively legalized gay marriage. That led to speculation on the web. And then, I guess, I never saw it. I don't care. I think, fine, that's great. You want M&M's falling in love? Candy's supposed to be eaten. I mean, I understand, like, with Oscar Mayer doing the face mask, right? I'm glad I'm Oscar Mayer wiener. The Esquire Baloney. My Baloney has a first name. They're really good with jingles. I get how Oscar Mayer was able to revamp and remarket itself using jingles and now doing a baloney face mask that's not baloney but looks like baloney. So I get that. Oh, okay. Why don't we give M&M some personality, some character? I don't think that's good because kids are like, well, I don't want to eat something that's alive. So I don't know how well this is working. But what they've done is they've given the green M&M the little boots. I didn't notice. Maybe you guys noticed. But apparently that's too sexy. It might be too stereotypical. So they put her in sneakers. They also gave the brown M&M some heels also. They say the brown M&M... Okay, the solution appears to be the green M&M losing her stiletto boots in favor of sneakers and the brown M&M wearing slightly lower heels than before, to what Mars spokesperson causes a professional height. Mars wants the green M&M to be better represented to reflect confidence and empowerment as a strong female and known for much more than her boots. Really? Then why is Wonder Woman still in like this bustier with, you know, I long legs and, but I, you know, yeah. Okay, people want those types of women. That's what people want. They, you know, I wear tennis shoes. I get hit on so less when I wear tennis shoes, but if I wear my above-the-knee boots, man. Well, Dahlia, doesn't that upset you that they only care about you with your boots or your shoes, what your shoes wear? It's marketing. When it's marketing, I want that initial engagement. Trust me, my husband, it wasn't my mind originally. Luckily, I looked good, and then he took the time to know me. Because if you saw me now, you're like, how the hell did he marry you? I had to get there. Took a while. That's why I was really big in comedy, because if I didn't have the looks, I was hoping that maybe me being funny would attract the guy. That's how I used to flirt in school. I'd get funnier around them. And sometimes it worked. So Mars wants the M&M, or the green M&M, to be more confident. As far as the relationship between the green and brown M&Ms, it will be based on the two together throwing shine and not shade. Because apparently they have been at odds, against each other, at odds in promotional material. Each M&M has been given a Q&A to explain the new characters on the Candy's website. The brown M&M's plan claims to be not bossy, just the boss. The orange M&M is supposed to be anxious. The company believes this is one of the most relatable characters with Gen Z, the most anxious generation. So the orange one really looks like they need a Xanax. And they're saying that represents Gen Z? That's insulting. A lot of people use Xanax, but I mean, it's not... This one looks like he's having a panic attack all the time. I don't know if you want to stereotype a whole generation. So they say the orange M&M previously wore his shoes untied. but now will have the time in an effort to represent his cautious nature. So rather than him being completely out of sorts, unable to dress himself, he will have his shoes tied. The red, because again, they want to be politically correct and woke. The red Eminem is voiced by cartoon icon Billy West in commercials. She vacillates between leader and bully toward the other Eminems. He will be adjusted to be more kind to his fellow characters. The yellow Eminem is supposed to be dim-witted. He's going to still remain so. He once was quoted saying that the first thing he would do if today was his last day ever is wake up. So Mars hopes these changes will show the importance of self-expression and power of community. I know, I'm just as shocked. I just eat these. I had no idea there was this much depth. Manz also plans to commit to gender-balanced leadership teams and an independent annual diversity audit of the company's advertising. They say M&M's has long been committed to creating colorful fun for all, and this purpose serves as a more concrete commitment to what we've always believed as a brand, that everyone has the right to enjoy moments of happiness and fun in the most powerful way to help people feel that they belong. This quote says Catherine Slate, Chief Growth Officer at Mars Wrigley. All right, that's great. I making the heels. I mean, the reason why they did that is they wanted to show that, you know, okay, we got the girl ones and we got the boy ones. We don't see how where all this kind of stemmed from. Okay, years ago, people were mad that women weren't represented. And so, how do you represent a woman? What do you do with very, very little strokes of a brush? Try to, show that women are being represented. So they throw some maybe eyelashes, or they throw some heels on, because again, they want it to be woke. They want it to be progressive and show. Look, it's not that M&Ms are all male. You see, we got some dudettes there. We got some women. The problem is now is women don't want to be stereotyped as heels and lashes. They wear shoes, jerseys. I wear boxer briefs, too. So these companies are going to fall all over themselves trying to be woke, trying to be progressive, because whenever you try to do something, you almost end up making it worse. Just like, okay, the Gen Z is represented by the anxious one. Where do they come up with that? Well, we want to show that people that do have anxiety belong. Okay, yeah, but not Gen Z. I mean, then just don't say he represents Gen Z. He represents people with anxiety. Yeah, and then why is it a he? Why not a she? Why aren't women? Women can't get anxiety too? So where does it end? So they really got to be careful. So trying to make, these M&Ms woke, we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's still mask issues on the planes. Apparently, an American Airlines passenger that was flying to London caused the whole plane to turn around mid-flight because of a mask-related disruption. This happened yesterday. American Airlines Flight 38, with service from Miami to London, had to return to Miami due to a disruptive customer refusing to comply with the federal mask requirement. It's according to American Airlines. Local law enforcement met the flight at Miami International Airport. Local law enforcement. CNN, the story comes from CNN, has not heard yet from Miami-Dade Police Department what happened, but according to the flight tracking site FlightAware, the flight landed back in Miami 1 hour and 48 minutes after it departed. If I was on that plane, I would be furious. I'm still questioning what the masks do on a plane, especially the crappy stuff these people are wearing. So the flight was operated on a Boeing 777 aircraft, was canceled after the incident. 129 passengers then couldn't get home, or couldn't get to London. I'm sure they're like, bloody hell, we have a mask. Just give him the boot. Sorry, I can't do a British accent that one. There were no injuries to customers or crew members. Good, because you have some people that start beating up the flight attendants. So American said, we thank our crew for their professionalism and apologize to our customers for the inconvenience. So there have been 151 unruly passenger reports logged already this year. This is through 18, the data is logged to January 18th. So up until, so in 18 days, there was a 151, quote, unruly passenger reports. Of those, 92 were mask-related incidents. The agency's tracking site shows that 32 investigations have been initiated so far this year. 4 enforcement action cases have been initiated. Okay, if we didn't have the mask rule, we wouldn't have to be spending all this money and time. In January of last year, the FAA announced a zero-tolerance policy for unruly passenger behavior, which I agree. A zero-tolerance policy for unruly passengers, passengers who are being combative, being rude, touching other, I mean, assaulting other passengers and flight attendants, a crew, absolutely. But if you not wanting to wear a mask or you having trouble breathing is an issue, then are you quote-unquote unruly? You know, like that doctor now that got her license suspended because she wrote ivermectin for COVID patients and lied to get hydroxychloroquine given to her patient from a pharmacy for their COVID and her social media posts. She, because of that, they're forcing her to have a neuropsychiatric evaluation. I mean, is somebody who is wanting to give patients something they feel will help, and I get it, there's a lot of controversy over it, or not a fan of the mask mandates or the vaccine mandates, having psychotic episodes? Has severe mental illness? Is that what they're saying? So are you unruly if you're having trouble breathing? So I told you I had been to a Talkers Magazine conference. I wasn't sick, no problem at all. But when we were up at altitude, I felt I couldn't breathe with the mask on. So I kept ordering water or something to drink. And luckily, whenever she walked by, if it looked like I was drinking, she didn't feel like she had to yell at me about the mask. But when I wasn't drinking and I put the mask on, I had trouble breathing. The partial pressure of oxygen drops in a plane. So what ends up happening is you feel short of breath. When, normally you can compensate. But when you have a mask on, it might just be that threshold, that straw that breaks the camel's back that makes you feel like you can't breathe. And I'm not anxious on planes. I'm pretty comfortable. I've traveled millions of times. I'm not opposed to wearing a mask. But I was like, oh boy, I'm really having trouble breathing. When you tell a flight attendant you're having trouble breathing, what do? Now, if they think it's medical, because I'm a doctor, they'll be like, is there a doctor on board? And then my husband wakes me up or whatever, says, die, you go. You know, and you know, hide the Jack Daniel bottles. Anyway, I go and I help, and you know, we get through the medical emergency. Piece of cake. But if somebody's like, I can't breathe, you got to put your mask on, but I can't breathe. You have to put your mask on. Are you then unruly? Now, flight attendants used to be so, so sweet. Way before COVID, I noticed they were getting grumpy. I had to go to the bathroom. Ma'am, the seatbelt sign isn't on. I go, the seatbelt sign hasn't been on for 2 hours. I have to pee. If I don't change out my sanitary stuff, I could get toxic shock. Ma'am, you have to sit down. Well, you know, so I don't already do well with them because I got to go potty. And they don't let me go potty. But unruly airplane passenger, you could be put on the no-fly list. Last year was the worst on record for unruly airplane passenger behavior in the U.S. There were 5,981 reports of unruly passengers. logged by the FAA in 2021. Of those 4,200, nearly 72% were mask-related incidences. And well, if we didn't have the mask rule, I know some of you are like, oh, wow. Well, the mask, you need to wear a mask on a plane. Well, it's because, yeah, okay, you can't social distance. And mind you, I used to bring masks. If I wanted the whole road to myself, I'd wear a mask, and people are like, well, I need to stay away from you. But the problem is that people are taking off the mask. You're right near them. We've shown that 70% of your exhalant still comes out of the mask. So, yeah, it gives you a barrier. But for all the trauma and trouble, I just don't know if it's really doing what it needs to. The FAA notes on its website that the rate of unrelated passenger incidents has dropped about 50% since it reached record highs in 2021, but there remains more work to do. So, I know that there's been people that have assaulted on the planes, I know, but mask-related issues. Thousands of people got put on no-fly lists, banned, because of masks. Now, one guy decided to wear red panties, and that was, But, you know, I don't know when we're going to, you know, move forward beyond this. You know, when you see these parents, by the way, some of them were kids. These were kids with autism, or they were two-year-old kids. Okay, you guys know about the terrible twos. It's called the terrible twos because if a two-year-old does not want to obstruct their breathing, they're not going to. And they're going to look at you like, why are you making me do this? The average two-year-old does not want to put something on their face. Now, my kids probably would have. They were well-behaved. But I think they would have had issues breathing. And then I would have had to try to open it to one side and hold it the whole flight so they would feel like they're getting air. Or I would be giving them probably like the thinnest. I mean, it stinks. I would probably be giving them kind of one that has like that silk, not silk or polyester, something that isn't cotton, that gets stringy, you know, something that is kind of smooth, and I don't know what I would do to make, you know, like that gator material, just so they can, I don't know what I would do if I had two-year-olds during this day and age. That stinks. So I got to fly in the next few hours. I'm going to go to Reno for a medical conference. I don't know how. Especially with me coughing. I took a COVID test. I'm negative. But I'm not going to do well when we get up to altitude. And so I'll have to, I guess, order water. More water, more water. But honestly, if you are a jerk, quit being a jerk. Okay? You will get kicked off the plane. You'll make the whole plane turn around. And we get it. Most of us on the plane get you. The mask is what most people are wearing. And that's why I want N95 masks. But please let the flight get to its destination. 1-877-DOC-DELHI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.